Hello everyone, this is Daisy here, aka Professional High Priestess, and today I'm here to drop a channeling about false prophets. And I'm putting this channeling out there because we are about to go through a period where there are going to be two portals opening. Two specific portals opening that are going to be amplifying basically the attack of the clones is what I call it. A bunch of people who are all like the same coming out, trying to share the message of spirituality and healing and whatnot, and trying to be public figures and humanitarians, etc. I sense that for one of these reasons why a lot of these people are doing this, of course, ulterior motives. They want attention, that now the new thing is being woke, is being an activist. You know, social media has created like people who've never been on the front lines, never done the work, never tried to pass policy, etc., trying to be now activists and run movements, which me personally, like, I'm glad that a lot of people are getting involved, but we have to remember that there are a lot of people who are already low vibrational, and then all of these different outlets and platforms, energy anyways, are always there's always premeditated trauma there, right? So we have to take into account that people have their own personal trauma, low vibrational stuff going on. And then on top of that, the social trauma that's already embedded into the fabric of the way these things manifest. And it just culminates and creates a mess. So people come for that reason, right? Like, they have inner things going on with them. And they want to be able to gain attention by being a spiritual teacher, being in the limelight, being at the forefront. There are people who are purposely commissioned to spread misinformation, low vibrations, etc., etc., be an agent or a spy, infiltrator, or whatnot, right, for the masses. We know that this happens. And then on top of that, there are folks who are being called to that space because they are being driven and riddled by karma and guilt. Like, a lot of these, some of these men that be doing all this, how to get a man in five ways that he thinks and all that other stuff, they are the biggest dogs. That's why they're sharing all this information. I'm not saying for all of them. Please don't come on here like, well, no. I'm not saying for all of them. And that was just a general example, right? So you're going to see a lot of people who've been the perpetrator now trying to be either part of the victim pool or trying to share information about the minds of perpetrators, which I feel like, okay, that's cool, but make sure that you share your story on why you are sharing this and how you came to these conclusions in the first place. So those are the three reasons why people are going to be coming out of the woodworks, okay? Now, what's going to be happening is, first, I'm going to talk about the North Node going into Gemini. So the Lunar Node is basically, it switches every 2.5 years. And in your personal birth chart, it's the element that you need to become. So all the children that are going to be born from May 2020 to about May 2021 or 2022 are going to have a Gemini North Node. So they can have whatever Sun, Moon, Rising, they can have whatever Mercury sign, but that lunar node is always going to be premeditating in the background. It's always going to be pushing them towards that element, that frequency, whether it's high vibrational or low vibrational. That depends on that individual, right? So now, the North Node being in Gemini, though, a lot of these children that are going to be born are their purposes for communication, but their South Node being the past lifetime, right, and things that we need to move away from, and also our karma, things that we did, is in Sagittarius. And you know, Sagittarius rules over philosophy. Gemini rules over communication. So this is why I'm talking about false prophets, because you're going to be seeing a lot of people getting activated by all the communication Mercury energy in the air and all of that Jupiter combined with Sagittarius energy in the air of culture and travel and philosophy and knowledge and wisdom, etc. But we also know that the lower vibrational aspect of both of these signs can lead to a lot of running with the Joneses type of energy, plagiarism, wanting attention, sparkle pony syndrome, just pivoting from one thing to another without really even having the facts of what's being discussed, right? I'm not saying that if you're a Gemini or Sag that that's you completely, but we know this. If you read the descriptions for the Lunar North Node and the South Node for Gemini and for Sagittarius, it says these same exact things, okay? Being a part of different friends groups or things like that, even though they may be low vibrational, just because you may get some type of attention or status, right, from them. That's the Emperor with no clothes, Emperor, Empress reversed, okay? So with these false prophets coming out, with this North Node being in Gemini, like I said, a lot of communication, Mercury energy, people are going to be wanting to communicate and talk. Also, be careful what you say, because people are going to be getting exposed. A lot of these prophets that are already out there in the limelight, they're going to be getting exposed. And with this past life Sagittarius energy, a lot of people, their ancestral lineage, their line is going to be activated. The DNA is going to be activated for people who carry that, a lot of that Sagittarian energy in their chart. Now, it depends on how you use that energy, okay? Because you can use it in a low vibrational aspect and keep on creating more karma, or you can use it in a high vibrational aspect, okay? And share information and messages that uplift humanity, all right? Now, a lot of these false prophets, too, remember, we're also going into the age of Aquarius. We've already started doing that. We're moving out of the 20,000 year age of Pisces, which is all about spiritual information, the unconscious, etc. You see the spiritual revolution that our society's gone through, moving away from being so conventional with religion to now a little more spirituality, the new age. That's what we've been leading up to, right? But with it's not going into Aquarius, a lot of crown chakra energy. This is about the collective. This is about also to humanitarian causes, but also to the lower vibrational aspect of this age of Aquarius can manifest as crimes against humanity, because the lower vibrational aspect of Aquarius energy is sociopathic behavior because of the misuse of the intellect. Okay. We're going to be seeing a lot of false people come out with specific ideologies, subcultures, whatnot, that are actually, remember I talked about it being premeditated on trauma, and the individual that's creating it having their own stuff already that's motivating them to get into this space and share this information already. On top of this age of Aquarius energy, that the society that has not really, a lot of people are not really grounded enough to handle this energy coming down and translate it properly, because they've not been through the rites of passage that acts as a crucible, right, for the mind, body, and spirit to make it, put it into a vibratory frequency where it can handle sharing this information and the burden that comes with being a prophet, etc., etc. A lot of people haven't gone through that. They're just talking, okay? And because we don't have a lot of people who are really true soldiers and really ready, a lot of this information is going to be being channeled and manifested through individuals who, I would say, it's a faulty and a leaky channel. They're going to be spreading a lot of nonsense and a lot of rubbish. We already see it now. Right? With the do whatever you want, say whatever you want, live however you want type of energy. Yeah, you know, none of us even have freedom, because I can go out, get a gun, and go shoot somebody in the head, but because I am also operating within a matrix, I'm operating within two matrices. I'm operating within the justice system spiritually, with checks and balances being there, being karma, the 12th house, Saturn, all of that. And then I'm operating with the material world, the justice system here, which is the police, the judge, etc. So I can go shoot somebody. I have freedom. I can do whatever I want, right? But then each of those systems, they are going to be interfering with me, because they have precedence over whatever I think, whatever comes out of my mind, whatever comes out of my subconscious mind, etc. And this is what people have to understand, especially those of us who share theory and philosophies and wisdom. Make sure that you are sharing things from a higher vibrational aspect and things that are rooted in the four-point nature of this reality that's moving people towards the fifth element, if that makes some sense. Bringing ideologies and philosophies that are grounded in earth, practicality, rationality, water, emotional balance, the psychic energy and reality, fire, the spiritual element, the action element, right? And air, the mental element, okay? And the creative element, the speech element, communication element. Bringing philosophies that combine all those elements so that we can get to the fifth element of getting to the higher dimensional planes and moving out of the 3D, out of the 4D, out of the 5D. If you read the 32 planes of existence, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. Moving out of those lower planes of existence into the higher planes of existence, okay? Sharing philosophy that does that. Not sharing philosophy that's going to misguide people or dissuade people to act out in the lower vibrational aspect of Gemini, Aquarius, and Sagittarius energy, which is going to be very prevalent on this planet moving forward into 2020 with these transits happening, okay? And a lot of these false prophets, you will know them by the fruit that they bear. If they're loose with the way that they deal with their energy, they deal with all kinds of different people, they're not manifesting properly in their life, they're not sharing information that's helping you combine different type of elements to get to the higher understanding, those are false prophets. If you're dealing with people who are just in the 3D, utilizing the mind to manipulate the 3D realm, that's what I call it, creating psyopsis, right? Which happens a lot with these different Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook philosophers who, you know, they go to these different institutions that are already, remember, implanted and infested with archonic programming and low vibrational programming, right? And they go up and pick up theories and books and whatever from those spaces. And then they go shut that out in the public. Again, they're spreading viruses and false information. Okay? This is what we're talking about. That's why, and a lot of these individuals, they are going to be receiving karma, because Saturn, the planet of karma, is going into Aquarius too. So those who've been acting out of the lower vibrational aspect of Aquarius energy, you don't have to have any Aquarius in your chart to be impacted, right? You will see karma. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of how you use the mind, because yes, there are checks and balances on in two different ways, the spiritual plane and then the material, right? You can do, let's say, for instance, you may not be held accountable in the material realm by whatever system for the things that you say, et cetera, right? But spiritually you are, because you're creating more karma by spreading misinformation, you see? So for those of you who are, I don't want to follow false prophets, I don't want to false leaders, what do I do? Hone in on your intuition. Learn about the basic frameworks that are running this reality so that when you do take in any information, you can process them through those specific frameworks to see if it's true or not, to see if it sticks. Another thing, let's say you meet a new framework, okay, and you want to know, wow, is this real? How does it resonate? Why don't you break it down into like its core components? Because a framework is always about like, how is it organized? What's the process? What's the outcome? Who are the players within the framework, etc.? How they communicate and act with one another, right? Look at these different frameworks and see, have I seen this act out in any natural, organic system or structure or activity that thus far? Because all these philosophers are doing, all we are doing is really just translating the cosmos and the natural realm into the material realm through our own, the own makeup of our own consciousness through our birth chart, right? I have a lot of Virgo on my chart. A lot of you guys talk about, I talk too fast, I don't know what to tell you. I have a lot of Virgo on my chart, so I'm moving quick. My moon is in, I have an air moon too, so I'm also processing a lot of information with a lot of fire in my chart. I'm getting quick downloads of messages. I got to put it out there. But that's my gift, and this is how I translate messages from the higher planes, the material world, the mineral world, the animal world, the spiritual world, the material world, right, to you all. This is something called biomimicry. Every framework, process, whatever technology that you see has its resonance in nature. So when you're looking at these new frameworks or these new philosophies that people are putting out, think about it and how this is, can act out in nature, between animals, between different systems, within a plant, within a structure. Think about how that framework will play out, and think about, is this causing more of the proliferation of flow of and natural law and universal order, or is this creating more karma? Because it's creating more dissent and more low vibrations. That's how you'll be able to find out. And also, for a lot of these leaders, check their chart. I am not going to call out specific signs who just have issues with, you know, this type of energy, but check their chart. A lot of Neptune can be a problem, okay? A lot of air can be an issue, okay? A lot of earth can also could potentially be an issue, because someone may be motivated by material motives. I take it how it resonates, but there's a lot of information and research out there that shows up too much predominant of a specific planet or a specific element in a chart can bring about specific undesirable manifestations. It's like chemistry. It's like making a stew or a soup. You know, if you put certain ingredients, you're going to get a certain taste. You know, if you put certain ingredients, you're going to get a taste you may not like. These different people, philosophers, leaders, etc., look in their chart. You know, when you see a compilation of that, whatever, regardless of whatever they show you on social media or on the outside, I know that this is what's happening in the chart, the birth chart, which is forever, which is a true blueprint, regardless of what you tell me, right? Which is the spiritual social security number, so I can find everything that I need to know. And that's what I'm going to follow. So if I see things that I know that's going to create low vibrations, I may not even deal with that because I know where it's coming from. Okay, so that was the channeling for today, y'all. I hope everyone enjoys this message and you have a great day. Once again, this is Daisy, aka Professional High Priestess. If you need a personal reading, go ahead and check the description box below. The information is there for you. Have a great day. Bye.